First of all, I trust you had a very nice and very rewarding Thanksgiving day. Of course, lots of food, I assume. And of course, that brings me right into what I want to talk a little bit about today, and that is thankfulness. In the editorial this week, in our update 1184, which was written by me, I said that we need to be thankful for the good news being proclaimed. And I just like to encourage you to read the editorial if you haven't done so already, pointing out that even though we have all kinds of negative developments going on in the world, in this country, there are still things to be thankful for, lots of things to be thankful for, because even those bad developments are necessary in order to bring about the return of Jesus Christ, because that is prophesied. This has to happen first. And this goes hand in hand with our Q&A. What can this year's Thanksgiving festival teach us? And there again, we are making the point that there are things to absolutely be, you know, worthy of thanks. Now, we say in here, though, that the celebration or observance of the Thanksgiving festival can serve as a reminder to be thankful for God for his blessings. It's true, of course, that because of its sinful conduct, the USA is losing many of its original blessings, which God had promised to Abraham due to his unwavering and uncompromising obedience. Because of the unwise political decisions of the leadership, many American consumers are suffering today from high prices for goods and services. Many cannot afford proper housing. But there is still much Americans can be thankful for, and Americans are still blessed bountifully in comparison to many nations around the world. And then, of course, we go into many of the scriptures talking about that we need to be thankful, not just on the day of Thanksgiving, obviously, but that was a good reminder too, but in general. Now, when it comes about the negative developments here in this country, our new Standing Watch program goes into killing of fishermen. Must illegal orders be obeyed? ? And then we talk about the fact that six Democratic lawmakers urged service members to defy illegal orders, and President Trump called them traitors, described their conduct as seditious behavior at the highest level, advocating their arrest and their deaths. And then we say that whether or not they had the killing of fishermen on the high seas in mind, who allegedly tried to smuggle dangerous and deadly drugs into the United States, are these killings legal? Are these killings legal? And more importantly, what does God say about them? Of course, we have the same program also in German. It's amazing what kind of comments we got. And of course, I'm still a little bit unclear on whether we should even allow comments to our Standing Watch programs and our Auf Posten Stehen programs. At least many times we do allow them. We do not allow them to our sermons for obvious reasons. But even here, we sometimes get comments which are just defying logic and which are just absolutely incredible when it comes to the stupidity of what is being said. Just want to give you an example. So in the latest Standing Watch, or it might have been of Posten Stehen, I'm not quite sure which one, because that's the same topic. Somebody wrote, how do you know that even those boats are being destroyed by Trump? That's all fake news, and it's close for you lying about Trump. Now, since that is such a stupid comment, we decided to take that off. But it's also a dangerous comment, and I'd like to explain to you what I mean. Now, there can be no doubt, it's absolutely, completely, 100% secure and established that Trump is ordering the destruction of those boats. I mean, he admits it. Heck, as yesterday, admitted again on X. So for somebody to make a comment like that only shows his complete, utter ignorance as to what is happening in this world. But it's willful ignorance. I remember how my mother told me what was happening in Nazi Germany. Now, of course, she was a young girl. My dad was fighting in Russia at the time, when the war had begun, so he wasn't even that much aware of what was going on inside Germany, but she was. And she told me that one time there were the students, you know, in a public school, and then suddenly somebody wasn't there anymore. And so the kids would come home, would ask their parents, where are they? And so they kind of sheepishly answered and said, oh, they moved away. Of course, you know, this was a Jewish family in the neighborhood, and suddenly they were gone. And at that time, there was an inkling of understanding as to what was happening. But it wasn't talked about. And when suddenly these things became no longer those developments you couldn't deny, then it was like, oh, if only our Führer would know about it. This all being done behind his back. He doesn't know anything about it. If he would know about it, then they would stop it, would stop those people who are actually doing it. Now, if the word fake news would have been already a word in circulation, I'm sure they would have said this is all fake news. The Holocaust, fake news. Even many people today don't believe in it. It's dangerous to have these kind of ignorant opinions because not only can they influence others, they are in a mood of willful denial, trying to justify whatever is happening in this country, even perhaps saying, oh, Trump doesn't know anything about it, even though he ordered those attacks. You see, somebody, and we quote this person, I don't know who he is, in our editorial, somebody pointed out that it's high time that at least some in the Church of God understand what is happening. He said, most in the Church of God, in the churches of God, are still looking at Trump as their savior, who is delivering the American people from destruction and from devastation, whereas the absolute opposite is the case. And we have been saying this and have been saying this time and time again. And now I'm going to give you a few examples as to what I mean. We are talking in our update in the current events about the peace plan, Trump's peace plan for Ukraine. I mean, no matter how you look at it, it is something which is a complete turnaround from what he had originally said. Now, it was first a 28-point peace plan, and it was then reduced after Europe objected to a 19-point peace plan. That 19-point peace plan has equally no possibility of accepting that by Putin. I mean, he's not going to accept that at all, and should be very clear. But that's not even what I necessarily want to emphasize. But what I emphasize is the reaction Trump got from Europe, of course Ukraine, but mainly Europe. T-Online, which is a German paper, wrote on November 22, one thing is certain. The strategy of keeping the US president at the table at all costs is reaching its limits. Merz, the German chancellor, and the Europeans are increasingly frustrated. Trump wants peace at any price. He doesn't care how sustainable and beneficial this peace is for Europe. And then it goes on to say, during the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, which Trump didn't attend, it was clear, notice this, Trump is one of the greatest dangers of our time. Also because political assurances from Washington can hardly be relied upon anymore. And so we are pointing out in our comments that the inevitable separation between Europe and the United States is clearly on the horizon. And not only that, we also quote from Bild Online, which is a German mass tabloid, a commentary, November 21, saying, the lesson after almost 4 years of war in Ukraine is therefore not new, but unfortunately all the more urgent. Europe must become a military power, preferably with its own army. And then Compact, another German outlet, said on November 23, a prominent Christian Democrat, talking about Manfred Weber, chairman of the EPP, group in the European Parliament, is calling for the EU to be transformed into a military alliance. because the United States can no longer be relied upon. And this European reliance, some call it the European NATO, is going to come. It's something we have been telling you for many, many years, but of course many don't believe it. Many think it's fake news, and who would dare to attack the United States of America, because that's what that power in Europe is going to do. Who could do that? Well, if God says it's going to happen, and God says it's going to happen, then all the human reasoning concepts are of no relevance, of no consequence. When it comes to the attack on these boats, and some make all kinds of ridiculous statements insofar as, oh, they couldn't be possibly fishermen because they don't have speedboats. Well, are we still living in Neanderthal age or what? But anyway, here's an article we quote from an attorney who wrote this. Make no mistake about it. These drug war killings are the equivalent of legalized murder. They are morally legitimate, legally legitimate, and constitutionally illegitimate. I'm coming back to that in a moment because there's more to be said about it. A judge, Judge Andrew Napolitano, came to the same conclusion. Now, he's one who has been featured prominently on conservative outlets too, like Newsmax. He's on Newsmax all the time. On Fox News, he pointed out the president kills foreigners on the high seas, whom he says might commit crimes should their small speedboats miraculously make it 1,500 miles to the United States. Now, if you followed the news as today and a couple of days ago, it looks like the invasion of Venezuela through America is imminent. And the signs seem to be supporting this. Trump says now all the airspace over Venezuela is closed. Now, of course, he has no authority to do that, but that's what he said. It's all closed. Nobody should fly over Venezuela anymore. And of course, and there are all kinds of warships approaching Venezuela. So we'll see how that is going to go on. But since the editorial speaks about terrible events in the United States, in this particular update, we're talking about despicable, and I underline the word despicable, ICE conduct. And you should read those articles which we quote. Here's one by NBC San Diego, something which is absolutely incredible because it turns everything upside down. These are people who were in a green card interview, and then ICE comes in to arrest them. I mean, have you ever heard such kind of a nonsense before? But this is what the immigration policy by Trump is doing. It's scaring people. It is absolutely incredible. We have an article about terrifying footage of ICE misconduct by the Mirror, something again you should read. And now they are attacking DACA. You know, DACA, I mean, I saw that coming anyway. DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. Well, young kids came to the United States. And now it looks like they are also going to be deported. They have never known any other country. They are now in their 30s, in their 40s. And now Trump wants to get rid of them too. What an absolute shame. What an absolute atrocity. We talked about the accusations, the false accusations by Trump regarding those who are telling us that we must not obey illegal orders. We were quoting an author or somebody who gave us a comment to our German program saying, what's going on? I mean, we have been taught in the military that we must never obey illegal orders. And of course, that has been the law in the United States as well. Now, suddenly, all of that is going to be probably in question. I want to read to you something in that regard, because, again, it has been very clearly established that this is the case. And that is an article which was also published by the Ron Paul Institute. And his author, Eric Margolis, said this. Americans should be alarmed. I enlisted in the US Army in 1969 to become an infantry officer and served in Vietnam. In basic and advanced infantry training at Fort Dix, New Jersey, we were educated in the military code of conduct. The most important single lesson that I vividly recall was the order to refuse any orders seen as illegal. This command did not come out of the blue. It was promulgated as a result of the Nuremberg trials after World War II, in which much of the senior German elite was found guilty of war crimes, and many were sentenced to death. Most of the German officials and soldiers being tried for assorted war crimes claimed they were simply following orders from senior commanders. And the Nuremberg trial then made clear that this was illegal. You can't do that. You cannot have this as a defense. So if you are engaged in illegal action, you must disobey those orders. It's very clear. That has always been the case, even in the military. So what Trump is doing right now is, again, very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. And I only hope that Americans see that. Many don't see that. Many absolutely don't see that because they think, well, the message may be wrong, but the goal is correct, so therefore, that's what needs to be done. I'm going to go through some articles now, which we are going to publish in the next update. Again, another article by the Telegraph saying the same thing. What Trump is trying to do is making abundantly clear that Americans don't care about the European position. Europeans don't like that, obviously. Daily Mail says this marks the most dramatic shift in U.S. policy, and it risks a major split with European governments. That is exactly what we have been saying all along is going to happen. I mean, either people are just absolutely blind or willfully ignorant. You're not seeing that. But we're going to publish an article about The Guardian, which is extremely important for all of you to read. It's written by an author from Düsseldorf, Germany, Düsseldorf not too far away from our feast site. It's titled, Germany Raises Its Citizens to Hate War. Now it wants us to enlist in the army, but we say no. And then it goes on to say this. Originally, the slogan, never again to war after World War II. Then the German Chancellor Helmut Kohl at the time announced that we had to step up internationally. In 1994, he allowed the Bundeswehr to be deployed out of area again, in other words, outside Germany. Up until this point, that was not allowed. Then the article says Joschka Fischer, at the time the foreign minister, declared we had to let go of never again to war. Then now it says we are bringing back conscription, at this point, voluntary conscription. Even Germany's Protestant church, now listen to this and you see where this is going. Even Germany's Protestant church has been evaluating its stance on war and the atomic bomb this month with the following conclusion. In these troubled times, Christian pacifism is ethically not justifiable. Let that sink in a little. And think in terms of the combination of powers between the church and state. And of course, the Protestant church, one of the daughter churches of the Catholic church, they're all part of this whole sick game. This article goes on to say, if we enter the Ukrainian war with manpower, Patrick Zensberg, who is the president of the Bundeswehr Reservist Association, warned that 1,000 soldiers would die or be seriously maimed every day. One of his main concerns was how to replace those 1,000 dead human beings each day. His answer, conscription. Likewise, the article says, Chancellor Merz knows he is helping to reconstitute the national mood and set a new agenda when he says, we are not at war, but we are no longer at peace. So does nearly every politician and nearly every journalist in Germany. They are participating in what propaganda researchers call cognitive warfare. It's no different here, but I'm bringing this out to show you what is happening in Germany. And the article also says the speed with which this is happening is just mind-boggling. And God says, and he will do a very short work, bringing up the Chaldeans. Very short work. It will happen very quickly. People will be astonished when it happens that quickly. Wouldn't believe it. We should be awake. Many are not awake. Also, we have some other articles in our update, in our coming update, which you definitely should read about. Also, the ongoing discussion about Mr. Trump's mental health. We have one article in this particular update about the claim that he might very well suffer from dementia. But there are more articles coming which give some more interesting information about this. My wife and I recently read a book. It was written by Glenn Campbell's wife. Of course, Glenn Campbell died. He had dementia at the time he died. And the wife's talking about the experience. And she is talking about how dementia got worse and worse and worse. It started kind of a little bit slow, and then it got worse and worse. And at times, Glenn Campbell became very violent, very aggressive. He didn't know where he was. He sometimes didn't recognize those anymore who were surrounding him. He still remembered all the songs, both the music and the words, and he would even sing and play them. But then he was completely taken away from reality. This was quite an eye-opener to see what can happen to people who might be suffering from dementia. Now, the horrible crime, the murder on these National Guards, I mean, there's no way at all to even remotely try to justify that. But at the same time, the reaction and the way in which this is being used in a political propaganda way is equally disturbing. First of all, when it comes to the suspect, we have an article by the New York Times saying that a childhood friend said that the subject had suffered from mental health issues and was disturbed by the casualties his unit had caused because he worked for the CIA, for the CIA's zero units in Afghanistan, a very violent group. They were out there to just wipe out and kill and massacre whatever they could do to the Taliban. And he served in this organization. Trump even said that the subject had turned nuts. But then he turned around and he made some absolutely mind-boggling statements, and I want to just read them to you. He said the U.S. would terminate all of the millions of Biden illegal admissions, remove anyone, now listen carefully to the wording here, remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States, or is incapable of loving the country, and all federal benefits, subsidies to non-citizens of our country, denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility, and deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. Now, if you really think about these words, which are not defined, but if you think about them, you come to the following conclusion. Now, if this is not just a crazy kind of a comment by him, if this is to be taken seriously, this would be extremely dangerous and troublesome. It would be a troublesome announcement by an irate and out-of-touch president. If attempted to be carried out, a flood of lawsuits, of course, would ensue. The world would turn even more hostile towards the United States. But what's more important right now, Trump would have been successful in making America void and empty. What do I mean by that? No more foreign-born non-citizen in this country. No more birthright citizenship in this country, because he wants to get rid of that too. Denaturalization of everyone who disagrees with Trump's view of compatibility with Western civilization, whatever that means. You see, these are the hallmarks of an absolute dictatorship. I'm saying it again. I know many people won't like to hear this. You who might be listening to me might not like to hear this, that I say that. I am saying it because that's the truth. And you got to be blind not to see it. And it's all prophesied. I mean, America is going to be destroyed from the inside first. And then it's going to be destroyed by the outside and from the outside. And if you have a country which is now depleted of many soldiers because they all fit into the category of not being agreeable American citizens, what's left? Maybe it's not all that difficult then for a foreign power to come in and take over. America's downfall is inevitable. We are saying this again and again and again. You may believe it, you may not believe it. You may believe in fake news. You may believe that all of this is just an invention on our part. Mr. Armstrong has been saying this even when he was still alive many times, that this would happen. It's going to happen, believe it or not. And when you go back to the editorial, we are raising a question there, and we say, yeah, well, of course, if that's true, why do I still feel confident that Trump will be helping in building the Third Temple? Well, of course, there is no contradiction. And we are going to explain that in a Q&A pretty soon. No contradiction. In fact, it's a confirmation. And we will explain that. But we should never lose sight of the fact that a nation is getting the leadership it deserves. We have been saying that in the church time and time again. And right now, that's the leadership we in the United States of America deserve because of the manifold sins we are all engaged in. Let's make sure that we in the Church of God are not participating in that, because that would be horrible. You can also look at the rest of the announcements we make in the update about the sermons and other speeches we have posted in our work section. But again, the warning is there. The handwriting is on the wall. Only those who are absolutely willfully blind can see it. Let's hope and pray that we are those who can see.